Merci.
Thank you, Chair and distinguished delegations. My name is Marie-Jean Oliveira. I am a legal advisor for the Fund of the Environment under the Ministry for the Environment and Biodiversity and Climate Action of Guinea-Bissau. Let me begin by saying that Guinea-Bissau has not yet ratified the protocol, but given how important it is for monitoring activities under the Aarhus Convention, we hope to submit our application once the necessary conditions are met. We have also been informed that the PRTR protocol sets forth specific technical requirements for its parties, namely the establishment of a PRTR system. However, our country does not yet have such a system, which means that our accession process must begin with the basic version of the PRTR. And this needs to be something done in stages towards ratification. Our commitment to the Aarhus principles and access to public information comes with challenges because we must consolidate other aspects, including public participation, decision-making, and also access to justice in the field of environmental affairs. Moreover, Guinea-Bissau does not yet have the necessary regulation in place to provide a framework for access to information, although we do have several environmental laws in force which do support the right to access information in general terms. By way of example, we have the Framework Law on the Environment, as well as the Act on Environmental Assessments and the Regulation on Public Participation in Environmental Assessment Processes, a regulation on environmental impact assessments, and I mentioned but those. Guinea-Bissau is striving to improve its legal and environmental framework for a better management of natural resources. We have several projects underway to set up regulations on pollution, including air pollution, water pollution, soil and subsoil pollution. These regulations will provide precise and clear answers regarding the limits and conditions of industrial pollution and pollutants and the consequences that stem from there. Our country needs technical and technological support, as well as additional resources, in order to put in place a PRTR system. And we do hope we can count on the support of the Convention Secretariat and other partners in order to try and overcome the obstacles that we face, which are largely of a technical nature. We need a database about different kinds of pollution. We need to create a framework for the definition and classification of waste and hazardous substances. We also need greater human resources and training in order to have experts that can cope with the requirements of waste and pollution. We also need more data on the chemical substances that enter our country. All of this with a view to ultimately setting up a PRTR system. I thank you.